I thought, you know what? I've never asked that question before. I've never set a standard for the amount of enjoyment, the quality of enjoyment I'm going to get from this experience while it's happening. And so I've enjoyed it, but there have been ups and downs while I was making sure everyone else was having the experience they came for. So I said, okay, if I'm going to have a level 10 experience throughout the entire time, what conditions would I have to create in myself and other people? What would I have to believe? What would I have to organize? What would I have to do that I can control? And you know what? I came up with a whole list of things. I need a staff member who at late at night I can sit down and do my download to of all the key ideas and have them type it all out for me and give it back to me so I'm not sitting there trying to read my scribble. I need to make sure that I get there 3 days early and actually have some time to breathe when I get to the resort instead of landing and immediately I'm working. I need to bring my youngest son and have him be part of it with the rest of us so that I get to spend some quality time with him right before I go into it so I'm not missing him in the middle of the program. And I came up with this whole list of things I could control that immediately increased the quality of the experience for me, and I love mastery more than I ever have. I produced the level 20 of experience for everybody else, but I also produced it for myself, and it was phenomenal. And I did it in all kinds of little ways, and some of which I'm using to this day. One of them I did, for example, is around running. One morning as we got there early, 3 days early, I got a chance to go check out the course where many of us were going to run. And I took a good friend of mine and a business associate, Michael Hutchinson. And I said, Mike, let's go for this run. So we went on this run. It was the middle of the day. It was hot. It was sunny. It was not where we're normally going to run. But we said, hey, let's do it. It's noon. It's the worst conditions possible. Let's see what it's like. And instead of setting a standard and deciding in advance what kind of experience we're going to have, we just ran unconsciously. What do I mean? We didn't have a standard. We just ran, and we're going to let the environment give us whatever experience showed up. That's the way I'd always run in the past. And sure enough, I got the result I've always gotten. At the end, it was a pretty good run. I turned to my buddy Mike, his nickname's Hutch, and I said, Hutch, you know, what kind of experience did you have there? On a scale from minus 10 to plus 10, what was that run for you? And it was interesting. I told him the whole story, explained it to him. He said, well, I don't know, probably a level 7. I said, you know, it was almost identical for me. I'd say a 7 too, even before he said it. I said, what would it have taken for that to have been a level 8 experience for us? He thought for a minute. He said, well, gosh, I don't know. I said, well, think about it. He said, well, if we were running in unison, he said, you know, there were times when we were going at different paces and we weren't next to each other at various times. And he said, you know, that felt disconnected. It'd be really great. It'd be more like a team thing if we were running together. I said, well, that's great. What would it take to be level 9? He said, well, if we were running like full out, I mean, all the way out, I mean, intense. I said, what would it be to level 10? He said, if we were running as hard as we could possibly run, and we were just sweating like crazy, and we were done, we could barely even breathe. And it was so funny. I started laughing. I said, you know what's interesting? I said, you know what you've been telling me about how when you run sometimes you injure yourself and how that keeps you from running because you don't get a level 10 experience when you're in pain. And yet what's required for you, your rules for having a level 10 experience is you got to have pain. You got to have pain to be at level 10. And it was like such an aha. He went, wow. He said, no wonder I'm always injuring myself. I have to get to that level for me to feel like I'm having a peak experience. He said, but I don't know any other way to really get that feeling. I said, that's not true. If there's anything I've learned, there's lots of ways to get to level 10 in our experience. I said, if you were going to still be at level 10 and it wasn't going to be painful, what would we do? He said, wow, I never asked that question before. I said, that's why you never come up with the answer before. I said, think about it. He said, well, if we were running really strong in unison, and maybe if we had some music while we're running, or maybe if we're all running, if we did like a cadence together or something. He said, that'd make me laugh. That'd be great. And he said, also, if we were running, I was really just enjoying the beauty and thinking about how lucky I am to be alive. I said, are those things you could do right now? He said, yeah. I said, then let's do that tomorrow. And you know what? We did. And both of us agreed we had a level 10 experience. Why? Number one, we decided in advance what kind of experience we're going to have. We quantified it and we just determined the exact conditions that we would create that we could control that would give us that experience. Isn't that simple? I know it sounds like a lot, but it's so simple and it changes your life immediately. You're not going to have a level 10 experience of joy in your life unless you decide to. Or then you got to hope that the environment creates a level 10. Well, that's random. You're going to have level 6 experiences, 5, 4, 3, or maybe some minus 5s if you don't decide how you're going to feel in advance. And if you don't make sure that you're in control of the game.